Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies and TV shows out now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat. Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana. Sammy is out today, so it's just Aileen and I. And Aileen, I'm about to pull AU and move in with my in-laws before I can move into my house. So
you are?
Yeah, I'm you circa 2021.
Wait, what? You didn't give me this new development to being live on a podcast.
I know. Well, I was hoping it would resolve itself, you know, before then, but seeing as how my lease ends in 4 days.
And you have nowhere to go?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's going to be fun. Is it like indefinite or?
No, I think it'll be like a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
But it just gives me anxiety to not have an end date.
I hear you. That's hard. Your in-laws are pretty.
They're very nice.
Mellow.
Yeah. Much more stocked fridge than my home.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Have some good antipasto.
All the meats.
Gabagool.
It'll be fine. I'll be by the beach for a couple weeks in August. Can't be. It's not the worst thing in the
world. Right. Where they live. That's great. You can tan.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to move into my house, my most tan self, you know, bring in a good first impression.
Do you think you'll be hosting a Jordana birthday bash at your house, or we're not sure?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to like have anything. Maybe it'll be like a very no frills.
BYO cups.
I don't know. Like, yeah.
Bring your own chair.
Like sitting on folding chairs by a pool. It's going to be very rustic? Not rustic.
Yeah.
It's going to be like when we hung out in high school, just like, you know, makeshift areas.
Well, I'm excited for you. You're moving forward. Maybe it's not necessarily in the exact place you want, but things are moving forward.
They are moving, as is our favorite thing to do. Always moving.
So you have to. So you got to do two moves.
Twice. You know,
just twice when, now out of
just
once.
When I thought it was my last move.
Yeah, I did like a storage thing, and then I assume that's
what you're doing, right? But it's like annoying because it could be potentially like 2 days could of storage, just, or it could be a month. I don't know.
I'm sorry, but
it's okay.
You got to do whatever. That's exciting news. Do I have any exciting news?
I mean, going to have a baby in like a couple months.
I'm seeing Oppenheimer.
Oh, nice. That is exciting.
I'm so excited. But we saw Barbie last Friday already?
Yeah.
A week ago. Jordana sat by herself.
I told this story on the podcast to Jared. It was very fun. But we can tell it again here.
I got to hear it.
Why don't you tell it on here so we can see, the audience can see, if they're also You Up listeners, how it differs from my version on You Up.
Now I need to listen to that. Yeah, basically we had seats together. Also Avi was sitting with us, and there was a lot of little girls in the theater. And do I want to tell the story? It's so embarrassing.
I don't think it's embarrassing. We got into it on, I think everyone has had those thoughts.
Right. Well, basically there was a mom and a daughter who like booked, a mom booked her seat like not next to each other because like this place is pretty sold out. And there was like a guy sitting in the middle, and she just asked like, can you just like move over one seat? Yeah, like closer to the middle even. And he said no. And he just like refused to even like look at anybody. He's just like staring forward. And it was just like a little bit interesting behavior, sus seat behavior. And it just made me a little nervous. Like his feet were out reclined fully. He wouldn't look at anybody.
And he looked like someone you might see on the news.
In the sense of just like
a little bit. Kind of like a white male loner.
He was like alone.
I mean, in a movie theater full of young women.
And it was one of those things. I'm just like a generally like a very nervous person when it comes to my safety, my friend's safety, everybody's safety. And I'm more heightened. So my mind started racing. And you were like, you know, maybe he's just weird, kind of just alone, like whatever. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. But like a lot of people who are alone are like nice and they would move maybe, you know, I get, you know, how people are like, why do I have to fucking do things for moms with kids? Like, you know, on a plane and shit like that. But like, you're getting a better seat. You're just moving over one towards the middle. And it made me just like question the intention. Like, why wouldn't you want to move your seat? Do you have something under your seat that you don't want discovered? And that's what like really threw me, because I couldn't like be in the mindset of that person who refused to move. And I was like, the thing is like there are people who are alone and nice, but then like the people that you have to worry about are like people who are alone and angry with the world and maybe angry with the topic of Barbie. And I just, you know, like it's not a controversial film when it comes to like us, but people are pissed.
People are upset about it. Yeah.
So it made me worried. I wouldn't have moved if Sammy was like,
this is so funny. Cause Sammy's like, I wouldn't have moved if Aileen wasn't.
Are you kidding me? She's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. We're going. We gotta go.
That's so funny. Like, you're both of your takes, because you're both of your takes are that the other person was like that.
That is really funny, and I can see that. But it's true. And so we just kind of like found seats. We noticed, I was looking at the map of the theater and like what was available. And so we just kind of sat there, but enjoyed the movie. And there was one part of the movie that I wish we were sitting next to each other for, because it was so fucking funny. The line about like anxiety Barbie.
Yes, and Pride and Prejudice.
Like who watches Pride and Prejudices and watches like BBC crime shows. And I was like, this is a personal attack. I just felt so like unspecial. So what did you think of the movie? Like, did you enjoy it? What was your take on it?
I thought it was, yeah, because it's weird, because like after you go to the movies, you all just kind of like, well, we'll walk towards the car and then like leave.
Yeah,
like where?
Bye.
I feel like from now on, movies should be accompanied by like a meal to debrief.
Yeah, must go to. But when you're in your like comfy clothes, like where are you gonna
go? That's true. Well, maybe when I live closer to you guys, we can all debrief at a home.
Debrief.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
I thought it was very funny. A lot of like really good one-liners. Ryan Gosling killed it. So funny. Really good. Margot Robbie also very, very good. Definitely like embodied the part. There were like a few questions I had. I was kind of like, is this a children's movie? I'm not fully sure. I thought it was a little long. I thought the part where I didn't really understand what the message at the end was trying to, spoiler alert, by the way, in case you.
Okay. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I didn't really understand what like the message was. Like, was it trying to give you a message? But I thought like the dialogue was very funny and the visuals amazing and like overall amazing movie. I had like a couple, you know, I can't help but criticize.
Outstanding questions.
Can't help but find some critiques. And some parts I was just kind of like, I'm not fully sure why. Like even the talk with the old Barbie, with the woman or the woman who invented Barbie, Rhea Perlman.
Yeah. I think I zoned out during that, but yeah.
I'm not really sure what the message is there.
You're right about it being too long. I zoned out during that part. I have no clue. I have no memory of what they talked about. I agree about like sort of like where's the point that we're going to land here? Like on what point are we landing? There are certain elements to it that I was obsessed with that I loved. And then other points where I was like, so who is the patriarchy? Right. Like, what are we talking about fully? And it's not like she was making any points that were necessarily like groundbreaking, but I felt like she, as in Greta Gerwig, did a great job at illustrating those points in a funny way. Like the idea that like Barbie Land is like sort of a matriarchy. Yes. Well, because Mattel is part of the I'm going to talk about Mattel in a second and Will Ferrell's character. And it's almost feels so weird to see Ken feel like the way that he feels, like sort of as second.
Right.
But really, it's like kind of a reflection of what being in the patriarchy is. And then when he goes back to the real world, he realizes like, oh, men are all about horses. And like that was so, so funny.
And the TVs everywhere was also just very funny.
The TVs and when he talked to that guy in like the corporate suit.
He's the only one who got a song.
It's not
really.
Yeah.
The Matchbox 20 part was very funny when they were all singing.
Yes. All of the guys. Yeah. Once they take things from the real world and bringing it into there was just like a lot of very funny moments of commentary. And I thought also like there was one part with America Ferrera when she was like deprogramming the Barbies and like talking about how women you know, all the double standards and all of that stuff. I thought, again, it reminded me of this girl I follow on Instagram who does these like she's like sort of a poet, but she's like this feminist poet. And she like sort of goes on these like little sort of rants, but they're so good. And it's basically what her character did.
It reminded me of, have you seen How to Be Single? It's not a good movie, but...
No, Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, but it's not a good movie. But Alison Brie, Alison Brie, isn't it? And I think Dakota Johnson. And Alison Brie gives a speech that is very similar to this speech in How to Be Single about women. And like, it's a little funnier than America Ferrera is doing it.
Yeah.
She's having like a mental breakdown and as opposed to like America Ferrera being like very sincere and earnest. But it reminded me of that speech.
I really liked that because again, knowing how many people are seeing this movie and I follow this girl and like no one saw How to Be Single, no offense to all the people in the movie, but and like not that many people are following this girl, but like to see that message distributed on such a platform felt good to know that other people are hearing it about like the double standard,
right?
All of the double standards and all the expectations of being a woman, a mom, a girl, just like in society. And I thought that that was like, while you're saying she was earnest and sincere, like I thought that was like a great sincere moment. It was like more empowering. Kate McKinnon's character was so funny.
She was great, yeah.
But okay, so Mattel, Will Ferrell. So obviously Mattel had to like, what do? Produce this movie?
They paid for the movie.
They paid for the movie. Okay, so I love how like they touched on the fact that it was all men in like the boardroom, but he was like pro-women. Like, he was not a bad guy. Did right. you get that?
Well, that was just, I guess, like, sort of, like, supposed to be, like, the irony of the situation.
But it was so funny because I'm like, I don't understand why this is...
good for, like, them?
Why did we need this in this movie? Like, well, he didn't do anything right. at the end. He just showed up and just was there and then
well,
left.
It's kind of funny. Someone, I was reading an article that was also kind of comparing it to Air in the sense that they're both sort uh-huh. of, like, about a company or, like, you know what I mean? Like, a movie surrounding a company that's sort of, that's, like, pro the company, but also, like, mm-hmm. walks a little bit of a thin line, tries to, like, insult right. the company a little bit so everyone feels, like,
it's like self-deprecating.
Comfy. Yeah.
Yeah. You, like, acknowledge the elephant, but, like, only his trunk.
Right. Like, I mean, it's just kind of, like, they're both just, like, fun movies. Like, Barbie's a fun movie. You're kind of, and then you think about the fact that it's paid by Mattel and you're like, but that's the society we live in. It's kind of like a capitalist society. It's sponsored by Chevy, you pointed out.
Yes.
And it's just like everything, you know what I mean? Like the brands of everything on it. But it's still like, you can still have fun and be like a corporate sellout.
Yeah.
It's the lesson that I, one of the many lessons of the Barbie movie.
I'm going to make you a sweatshirt that says that. You could still have fun, but be a corporate sellout.
I'm going to wear it to all my podcast reads, ad reads.
On the corporate sellout, maybe not corporate sellout, they made so much money.
Oh my God.
And there was like a lot of headlines being like Barbenheimer, meaning Oppenheimer and Barbie was like a big weekend debut. But actually Barbie like way out opened and outranked Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I saw something like globally Barbie made like $350 million opening weekend and Oppenheimer made $235 million.
Crazy.
It's just kind of fun to have everyone like back at the movies. I was talking to Jared about this. Like you never see anyone post from the movies and like everyone's like getting dressed up to go to the movies. It's just kind of like fun and clowny.
Yeah. It reminded me of good times. But it's also funny that because these movie theaters feel so outdated, at least the one that we went to. And it just, I felt very nostalgic, but I'm like, does movie popcorn make your stomach hurt? Because I was in pain.
I didn't have that much. And this is another thing we talked about on You Up, is that Sammy, you left me a little bit, but you guys left.
Sammy and Avi went in on that popcorn. Avi offered me some Sour Patch gummies, but it went as far as
I love how we're
that.
Taking advantage of Sammy not being here to just throw her under the bus.
It was fine. We'll just throw Avi in the bus. But yeah, I'm excited to see Oppenheimer. Wait, you want to hear something crazy? And then we can move on to the next thing. My in-laws went to see Oppenheimer. And obviously we all know this is about the atomic bomb. The end, she told me the end of the movie when the bomb goes off, the whole theater goes
spoiler
dark.
Alert.
Well, that's what I said to her, but she's like, it's about the bomb, the okay. atomic bomb. We all know it went off. In history, I was like, you're right. The whole theater went dark. And then there was like strobing lights.
You would have been freaking out.
Oh, I would have absolutely went under my chair. She was like, everyone, nobody moved. Everybody thought this was part of the movie. Like nobody understood. Everybody's seeing for the first time, right?
Right.
So they like thought it was part of the movie. And then all of a sudden, somebody on the loudspeaker is like, emergency exit theater. And again, she's like, nobody moved. They were like, is this part of the experience? Like, that's why they're trying to get everybody to go to right. IMAX theaters. And then she's like, somebody came out. And they were like, you must get
that's
out of
so
the theater.
That's so scary. You would have been freaking out. Yeah. I would not want to be there with you.
I would never see a movie again. but despite this story, yeah. I'm still going on Friday. Yeah, so everybody had to evacuate.
What happened?
She has no idea. She's like... her husband and I are like, we left. Like, I didn't want to stay around to know what happened. I just wanted to leave. Didn't finish the movie. And yeah, it's like towards the end.
I would need to finish the movie.
She's like, oh, wait till it comes out. It was crowded. She was like outside.
She got a refund?
Maybe. Uh-huh. Isn't that so crazy?
That's crazy. Which theater was it?
I forgot to ask. I assume it was the same one we went to. But isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's nuts. Movies are back. I guess, ish.
Maybe the power went out, but it was like an emergency.
One more thing about Barbie. Sorry mm-hmm. to bring it back to Barbie. And I kind of want to see Oppenheimer. Can you see it? And then let me know if I'd like it.
Kay.
So one more thing about Barbie is that I read somewhere that Greta Gerwig, people, I think production or someone wanted to cut the scene where she's walking, where Barbie's walking with Rhea Perlman, where you zoned out and I thought it was too long.
Yeah, yeah.
And Greta Gerwig was like, I can't cut that scene because, like, if I cut it, then, like, why am I making this entire movie? Like, it's the whole point of, like, the movie.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, I still don't really know what the point was. So, I don't know. To sum up for Barbie, I thought the individual dialogue and the individual scenes were really fun and funny. But the concept as a whole, like, the storyline as a whole, didn't make a ton of sense to me. But it's also okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I agree. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah, the end. Maybe I would have gotten it more if I, like, didn't zone out at the end.
Like, why is she going to the gynecologist at the end? I thought she...
Because she doesn't have a vagina.
So she's going to get one?
Either that or she got one and she has to go to check if everything's okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I think.
I like the Birkenstock scene because yes. I was wearing Birkenstocks too.
Also, just like Margot Robbie is just like staring at her and being like, so wow, you are Barbie. It was really an experience. And it was just like so many funny things, how like she can't bend her knees. So when she was like having that conniption on the floor, it was just like she couldn't, you know, she like had to move her whole leg.
My low stakes dip long distance yeah, girlfriend.
Yes. Or something. The script was really, really good.
I agree. Great, great dialogue. Plot, not entirely sure, but still fun.
Yeah, fun.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
We need to talk about something that we talked about last week. It was the rumor about Ariana Grande and her affair, alleged at the time, affair with this guy called Ethan Slater, aka SpongeBob, the guy who plays SpongeBob on Broadway. And like moments after we finished recording or our show came out, it was confirmed.
It's confirmed that they had an affair, or it's confirmed that they hooked up?
They're like together or some shit.
Yeah, and he's getting divorced.
He has like a new baby, and she was blindsided. The wife.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. I think, I mean, Ariana Grande, I don't, I mean, it's really, it's his fault. obviously. Yes. He's the one who's married.
It's like I just was so disappointed in people.
You think you marry SpongeBob. You're marrying a nice, right, wholesome guy. He's playing SpongeBob on Broadway. And then the next thing you know, he is leaving you for Ariana Grande.
People are just so fucking disappointing. Like, fame over family. I can't handle it. Like, come on. Like, I get it. Okay, he's obviously like a show. Like, he's an actor. So he wants to be famous. And
this is not going to last.
I mean, she likes to marry people. So, I mean, maybe.
It doesn't mean it's going to last.
Yeah, that's true. It didn't work before. It just.
She didn't see it coming.
It's fucking upsetting. It upsets me to hear these stories, Jordana. It triggers me.
Although. Someone said, a third insider said that they were separated when they started
Grande
dating.
And her husband.
Oh, not
I'm
the
mad
other
about
one.
Ethan.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah, apparently the wife, Lily, was just like blindsided, told a few days before the thing came out, the news came out. And it's just like, dude, look in the mirror. like this is so annoying. Like,
ugh. Baby,
this is too. People are disappointing. I don't want to say men because this is not
Ariana's kind of disappointing too. He's got a baby. Just don't.
Come on, man. Like, come on.
We know who's going to the Caymans this week.
Yeah, Ethan.
SpongeBob.
There was another headline that was really funny. That was like, okay, so he does SpongeBob on Broadway. The guy who voices SpongeBob, the cartoon, had to come out and be like, I am not the one who had an affair. And he's like this older man. He's like, I am happily married to my wife.
<That's>
like,
very funny.
It is not I.
Would you rather be cheated on with Ariana Grande or like a regular person?
Like if Rusty left me for Ariana?
Yeah. Would you rather it be for Ariana Grande or...
Regular person. I don't want to be in the fucking news.
I guess. But then everyone like knows he's a piece of shit.
I can make him make it so that everybody knows he's a piece of shit.
You're like, I take care of that.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Because then it's really not in my control anymore. Like, it's just news that goes public. I don't need that shit.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, think of the kids. Like, that's fucked up.
That's true.
So like,
yeah, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Too. And it only like if I could be Ariana Maddox, sure, maybe. But she's Lily's not.
That's different.
Going to be Ariana Maddox.
Ugh. Poor Lily.
Yeah.
It's the baby. What's the baby? Is it a boy? Is it a girl?
So welcome to Sun in 2022. This fucking guy. So mad.
All right. Well. We'll be keeping an eye on this couple.
Ugh.
I don't see it happening. I think they'll be over in 2 months, which is going to be that much worse for this guy.
Yeah. So I don't know this man. I rue the day you were born. What did she say? Is that what she said?
I rue the day you were born. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like Charlotte right now. Let's talk about some more news that's less frustrating.
Yeah, Tom Brady, not dating Kim Kardashian, but dating, how do you say her last
name? Irina Shayk?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, Aileen, I Wikipedia'd her after I saw that this news came out, and I saw her real last name, and I want you as a Russian to pronounce it.
Okay.
I put it in the chat.
You put it in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit.
It's her real name.
Oh.
On Wikipedia, according to Wikipedia. You're Russian. You should be able to say it.
Okay. Irina Valerievna, okay, Shaky Slomova. Yeah, Shaky Slomova.
Wow, that is a long name. How many letters is that?
That's a lot of letters. The thing about Russian language or like Ukrainian,
love the accent,
whatever.
By
thank
the
you,
way.
Thank you. It's some you'll take like. Valerinova, I'm not going to go Russian on that. It's like sometimes I don't know if this is her actual middle name, like Valerie, or is it like she's taking, you take like your middle name is like the female conjugated version of your dad's first name. It's like a weird thing. So if mine would be like Alina Markovna, like my last name.
It sounds like it's like, what's that? Gilead.
Yeah, literally, like I'm of Mark.
It sounds like it.
It's yeah. like you take you. Yeah, so it's you like are of your family or your dad. It's weird.
Okay.
So like it's
her dad's name is Valerie.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what it is. Yeah, but yeah, I was gonna funny. Say it's Val.
I'm definitely not pronouncing that.
Valerie. No, it's like Valerie. Sorry. Like I feel so weird speaking Russian right now. Yeah, it's just her dad's name. It's like not her real middle name. It's like her Russian
Valerie. Name. Okay.
What is she?
She's Russian.
But like what kind?
What do you
like,
mean what kind?
Like, okay, like I always said
model.
Like I was always said I was Russian, but actually like I'm not Russian. I'm like half Russian, half Ukrainian.
She was born in the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Which part?
To a Volga Tatar father? I don't know what that means.
Volga Tatar. Sounds like a good dish.
Her dad was a coal miner and her mother is an ethnic Russian mother, Olga.
Ethnic Russian mother?
That's what it says on Wikipedia. Okay, I looked at Volga Tatars.
She was born in Volga Tatar. Oh, she was born.
It's a Turkic ethnic group native to the Volga Ural region of Russia.
I see. Ural Mountains. Okay. I see where it is.
Yeah. Daughter of a coal miner. Now she's dating Tom Brady.
She was with Cristiano Ronaldo for 5 years. Then Bradley and Cooper. Yeah.
And Cooper.
Has a kid. And I mean, she is beautiful.
Very pretty.
Very beautiful. But so she's anyway. After all of that, the news is that she was seen being very canoodly with Tom Brady. They were seen leaving. Where did they left their hotel together and then went to his home together? And they were like canoodling in the car.
You picked her up?
Yeah. Crazy.
Okay. I mean, it seems like Tom has a type. Model.
Model.
I guess European model. Right? Because Giselle, she's like, German.
No. She's Brazilian.
Oh, sorry. Because Giselle's Brazilian. I don't know why I thought she was. Oh, Heidi Klum is German.
Yeah, different model.
Giselle is Brazilian. Okay.
Still model. Still yes, model.
Not European. Just non-American model.
Non-American model. Yeah. Yeah. International.
International.
Global. International model. Speaks another language. I just can't believe you made me speak Russian publicly.
I'm happy that all the listeners got to hear your accent.
It's really good, apparently. My brother was here. We were hanging out, and he's trying to, like, he's on Duolingo trying to learn Russian because he didn't really learn it. He's 10 years younger than me, and so, like, we were pretty speaking English all the time by that point. But when I was moved to America, Russian was my first language, so my accent is fucking good. Like, I have no American accent in my Russian accent, and I didn't like realize that until we were talking. He's like, holy shit, how did you do that? Like, how did you say this word? I was like, I don't know.
Do you still speak Russian to your parents?
Like, I can, yeah.
That's crazy.
And he would like say a word and he's like, do you know what this means? And I would just say it. And he's like, how do you know that? I was like, I don't know. It's just like in my head. I don't know. Like, and it's weird to know it, but then not really use it all the time.
Yeah, you could, I could never like learn that accent. It would just never.
Right. You have to hear it all the time to learn it.
I would have to be, you know, I think you have until the age of two. That's why people like sometimes like to speak to babies so that they're bilingual. Mm-hmm. You have until like 2 years old to be able to say words in a specific way. And then if you only heard English until you were two, I'm just never going to be able to like master a Spanish accent, for example, or a Russian accent.
So I have 1 month to teach Mila Russian.
Oh, yeah. TikTok.
Yeah, no, it's just so weird it's a weird feeling to like have this information in my brain, but I don't think about it. You know what I
Why
mean?
Why didn't you name Mila Rustievna?
Well, we talked about it like as a joke, but yeah, that's just not happening.
Not happening.
It's not possible.
Not as cute on the monogram.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic Brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, instead of saying who we're stalking this week, because I really haven't been stalking anybody, let's talk about things we're watching this week.
Yes.
You have any recommendations, Jordana, for our amazing audience?
Talked about this a little bit last week, but Real Housewives of New York, great cast, really enjoying it. Same. Very, very interesting. I meant to ask this last time, but I guess I forgot. What do you think the restaurant was that they kept bleeping?
It's Catch.
It is
Yeah, Catch. It's Catch. Yeah, yeah.
How do you know?
Dylan posted on Bravo. What? On Bravo by Betches, and then like I saw it in other other random Bravo aholics accounts.
I would go to Catch. I don't think it's that embarrassing.
Yeah, no, it's like not that
good sushi.
Yeah, it's just really expensive for the quality's just okay, but
they weren't talking about that. Like right. The one thing is they were like, it's Catch, so overpriced. They were just like, yeah, social suicide.
Right. It's because it's like it was just like younger people now go there who aren't.
A Catch steak.
They're interesting people, Sai and Bryn.
I'm still learning their names.
Sai is the one influencer.
Like the Brooklyn Brownstone.
The influencer. No, she.
With the Brooklyn Brownstone.
I guess. I don't remember. She's the one who's like, I'm a content creator, and right. Then Bryn is the one that has like reddish hair, who like stirs the drama.
Yes, and then there's Jenna Lyons.
Yes, also and then such an interesting
Erin
life. Erin, who is and Uba, who's great. And
it's very funny to watch them all insult each other.
Uba, and then there was and Jessa, the one who said she's not having sex with her husband.
Yes, I like her.
I like too. Her. That did you watch the last episode? I felt like so bad for her, even though she was insulting the like lingerie and she.
It was clearly about her own self-conscious about her body. Yeah, and like, it was like so clear that they were. It was so weird they were getting so mad. I was like, obviously, it's not about the thing.
Talking about the size large, and it was just such like a body thing, and like, it's all clearly related, and like why she's not having sex. It was a little hard. It was sad for me to watch because like I get it. So what she should have been like, I'm like just be a little bit more aware about it. But she doesn't know them that well.
I thought she knows Jenna Lyons.
I guess.
Because wasn't she like hanging out with her mom and Jenna Lyons?
It was a very immature response.
Yeah.
Right?
And it kind of made me want to go to that Sag Harbor
Provisions.
Sure. Provisions. I've never been.
That was Uba's thing. No, I looked it up. I was like, I've never been. Because, I mean, I've never, like, gotten groceries in Sag Harbor.
Right. It's far.
Yeah. I've, like, gone out there. But we don't. Yeah, I don't go there for, like, shopping. Yeah, it's good start. Great show so far. We'll see what happens. Okay, so you're watching that.
Yeah. And there's something about New York where, like, the people are just, like, kind of mean to each other in a smart way that no other franchise has.
I mean, yeah, they seem, even though they are, like, kind of posturing for the show, I do think that there is, a flare of honesty in what they're saying. They're not, like, too fake nice, even in the beginning when they are supposed to be a little bit more fake nice because they are all getting to know each other.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think it's an interesting dynamic and like going to be fun to see what happens.
Agreed.
Okay, wait, I'm watching Hijack on Apple TV.
I feel like I wouldn't like it.
Okay, I'm really afraid of plane stuff. And I just kept hearing that people were really into it. And so I started watching it and it's highly suspenseful. I'm enjoying it. I'm not that scared.
Is there any romance?
No. Okay. No complex interpersonal relationship shit. It's truly like kind of like a suspenseful what's going to happen next. Very little action, more just about like a drama of a plane is hijacked and what's going to happen.
Okay. I could try it. I don't know if I'll like it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd recommend it to everyone, but if you want kind of like a mindless watch that's also keeps you on your toes, it's good.
Also rented the Julia Louis-Dreyfus movie, You Hurt My Feelings.
Yes, I told you to watch that. What did you think?
I thought it was like, it's funny because it's sort of a similar plot to the one she was in with James Gandolfini. What was that called again?
Enough? No, that's the movie with J-Lo.
No.
It's something Enough.
I'm trying to see. I probably should look this up. Enough Said.
Enough Said. Yeah, yeah.
Enough Said. Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was a worse version of Enough Said, though. Because in Enough Said, she also kind of,
I don't
like,
remember.
It's sort of a similar plot of like a weird, quirky relationship thing. In Enough Said, she's dating James Gandolfini, and then she like happens to be the masseuse of his ex-wife.
Right. And he talks
shit about. And then she's talking
about
what a slob he is, and then it gets in her head, and then she's like mean to him. So they're all kind of about these
very subtle things.
Yeah.
It's different. I agree. I loved Enough Said and it wasn't as good as Enough Said. But if you're not comparing the two, it was still a good watch because
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Because it was like this, it was like a lot of interesting things happening at once, like people not being amazing at their jobs, but still like doing their jobs and like relationships and lying and white lies and also like how children play into it and your family. And it was just, I just really like enjoyed the subtlety of the issues. And I fucking love Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
She's great.
She's the reason why it was good.
For sure. I thought James Gandolfini was much, which is not so someone you would think would be a better person in that role of like the main lead in this kind of like subtle, interesting movie. But he was great in Enough Said. And I feel like this guy was like, okay, I didn't really like believe him as much.
I agree with
you.
He
was not like as good of an actor.
I agree with you about that. But I did enjoy watching like the couples therapy stuff because I thought that was very funny. And just like being a therapist and like messing up and pretend like when he messed up.
That was so funny.
That was so funny because.
Does it remind you of anyone? Your father?
She's like, no, my father's great. He's like, oh, fuck. recommend if you like a sort of a subtle movie.
It wasn't for Mike, but I liked it. I made him watch it. And if you like again, complex interpersonal dynamics.
Yeah. Yeah, when things aren't, it's not so, it wasn't dramatic where it was like nobody cheated on anybody or there was no big reveal about anything. It was just like a moment that happened that changes your perception of someone else.
And yourself.
And it was just, it was a good, I don't know. I just liked it.
To give a general overview, basically, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is married to her husband. He's a couples therapist. She overhears him saying, he's constantly telling her how great she is.
She's a writer,
how great her work is. She overhears him telling someone else that he doesn't actually like her.
And it's like too late to tell her.
Yes.
And it just like sort of shatters her reality.
Great name. I love the name.
The movie?
You Hurt My Feelings.
Yeah, You Hurt My Feelings. Yeah. Because that's what it is. Like, You Hurt My Feelings, but what does that mean? Like, what does that mean?
You can't
now?
Really do
like,
anything now.
We can't undo it, but you can only like kind of repair it. It was feel good. I don't know. It was feel weird.
Really good. Good movie.
I just want to update about BBC movies or shows. I started watching Grantchester. I'm not going to recommend it because I didn't like it as much as The Unforgotten. Only because even though the guy is very good looking, they solve a new mystery every episode. And I'm like, I can't hold on to this.
So you don't recommend it anymore?
Like, I don't care about these characters' relationships as much as I do the mystery.
So you take back your recommendation.
I didn't recommend it. Yeah, I only recommended everybody Google the guy because he was
got it
so dashing.
In case you thought that was a recommendation, it wasn't. So I think we're clearly sending Ethan Slater to the Caymans.
Absolutely, he's going there. I'm going to send him in.
Economy.
Fuck that. He's going to go like in luggage.
I mean, now that he's dating Ariana Grande, he's probably flying there private.
So bad.
He does not deserve to. SpongeBob bullshit pants.
SpongeBob shaker pants. All right. And who are we sent? We have to pick somebody, one of the reviewers who are amazing and send us a nice review that doesn't call us annoying or one of the other things. Where are we going to send her? First, or should I read it and then we'll decide where we're
read going. It
okay. Allison 410. Sammy's birthday is 410. You think she wrote this?
Sammy?
Okay, writes amazing podcast. Listening to this is like having girl talk with close friends. I don't listen to this pod for hard facts about current events. I listen to unwind and catch up on pop culture. I like that Sammy. She goes Sammy first, so maybe it is Sammy. I like that Sammy, Aileen, and Jordana all have their own perspectives and can have discussions and disagreements just like any friends do. Love you ladies so much. And sending extra love to Jordana because you get unnecessary hate in the comments, LOL. And I find myself agreeing with a lot of your thoughts. Smiley face. So thank you, Allison. Where do you want to send her, Jordana? Because she sends you some extra love.
Where am I going to send? What's one of my favorite places? I'm sending you to Italy.
Oh.
I'm going to go all around Italy.
Oh, just everywhere. Just like a full Italian yeah. Eat, pray, love.
Capri, Rome, Amalfi Coast. You'd kill it, hypothetically. just relax.
Just hypothetically.
Take a mental load off, hypothetically.
Just hypothetically kill it in hypothetical Italy. Well, that is it for this week's At Betches podcast. We missed you, Sammy, but you can follow me at Aileen.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham, and just make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.